宣召经文是提前第三章第十六节。We will read together, but let's read in Chinese first. 起，大哉，近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，彼此显明，被天使看见，被传与外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。 Now let's read in English. Start. Beyond all question, the mystery from which two godness springs is true. He appeared in the field, was by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was praised among the nations,was believed on in the world, was in glory. 好，我们一起起立，我们来赞美我们的主。 Let's worship our God together. Pray together. 亲爱的天父，众弟兄姐妹来到你的殿中，我们来敬拜你，我们来赞美你，我们高声唱我们爱你。在这美好的时辰，我们举手赞美你，求主与我们同在，看顾我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, brothers and sisters come to your house to worship you, to praise you.We sing out a love song to you. In moments like this, we lift up our hands to you. Please be with us and watch over us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请坐 Please be seated.
天使带星星游天 Scripture is in Romans chapter 1 verses 7 to 8. 现在读经时间，今天的经文是在罗马书第一章第七到第八节。Let's read together in English or in Chinese. 我们一起用同声的方式来朗读。Romans chapter 1 verse 7, please. 我写信给你们在罗马，为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人。愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。 Thank you. 向你交给长老。
让我们一起低头祷告。Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful we come together here. We worship you. What blessing we have that we become children of God through Jesus Christ, who are in one. And we give song, we sing song, and give all the honor to you, that we may come with humility, and we may come here with great anticipation.Because into your presence we need your word, we need rest in you, and we need to start a new week without strength from above. Everything we do will be in vain. And we ask you that today bless your servant. Through your word we get refreshed and we get strengthened in faith.Because you are the living God. You daily watch over us, care over us, and guide over us. And we give thanks to you that this year we have three youth graduated from high school, and they're going to college in fall. And this will be another new journey for them.And we pray that when they're in college, they will have a good Christian friend and also join good Christian fellowship, because we so easy to get distracted, face challenge. Without you, we all will be failed. And we also give thanks to you that Roger, he's in Vietnam for 1 month mission, and give him peace, good health, and whatever he does there will be fruitful. And Summer is right here, and we ask you to give all our youth that have a good summer, good rest, and get ready. 爱我们的主，我们的神，我们满心的感谢，让我们来到你的面前，我们存一个敬畏的心，存一个谦卑的心，存一个极大盼望主来向我们说话的心，使我们的敬拜不落在土壤里面，使我们的敬拜不是惯例的，是里面有一股爱主火热的心。尤其是在炎热的夏天，尤其是在暑假当中，不少家庭都外出旅游，但是你召集我们众人在这里一起敬拜，你是那唯一复活的主，你天天看顾保守带领我们。我们也祈求主在今年暑假期间，让我们做父母的好好的计划，让自己孩子在暑假这两三个月不但得到休息，也有好的学习，也是他们所交的朋友在暑假期间一切的活动不会行差踏错。我们也祈求主父母们也很关心自己子女的属灵方面的学习，因为你说当教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老也不会偏离，这是你给父母们的一个责任。今天我们再一次仰望主，你自己的爱在我们心中充满，你的话语在我们当中来指引，使主你自己的仆人传讲翻译都有同样圣灵的感动，我们一起在主里面得到喂养，得到安息。祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿们。 We're so glad we have Glenn Pong, Pastor Glenn Pong, to preach to us, and Michael Lee will interpret for him.
Good afternoon. It's good to be back here once again. If you watch me walk, I walk a little bit carefully. Some people asked, what did you do? Did you hurt yourself at the last church family camp? And I tell them, I didn't play basketball, I didn't go on the hikes. It's just wear and tear from all the games I played and playing basketball. Well, I'm excited for this church and some of the milestones, and hearing Elder Chen's prayer about the three graduates remind me of my own kids. For those who don't know, I have two kids. I have one daughter and one son. My daughter just graduated from college, and my son just finished his first year in college.
Uh, 他的, uh, 女儿刚刚从高, uh, 从大学毕业, 他的儿子是大学第一年级。
And so we had, my wife and I had 1 year without kids. It was too short. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Romans chapter 1, verses 7 and 8.
如果大家有圣经的话，请来翻到罗马书第一章第七到八节。
Romans chapter 1, verses 7 and 8.
罗马书的第一章第七到八节。
Let me read this for you once again. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world.
第一章第七节来说，我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因为你们的信德传遍了天下。
When it comes to the Apostle Paul, he wrote a lot of letters to churches. And he was very honest and frank with them. There was times that he was very happy about the progress, how it grew, how their trust and belief increased. And there's times that he was very concerned for the lack of progress or the immaturity that he saw within the church. There was time Paul had a personal partnership with the church, being a part of it, being praying for it, and even preaching there. Like in the church of Philippians. You notice how he wrote to the Philippians. Philippians 1:3 says, I thank my God for all my remembrance of you. And every prayer that he made it with incredible joy. So talk about Paul had this view of the joy regarding the church's progress. Paul was also frustrated at churches too. Like the churches in Galatia. Remember how he addressed them? His opening words were, "You foolish Galatians." So it was quite evident early in Paul's letters, he was upfront about how he felt for them and how much faith he had in them. So we look at this passage here to the church in Rome. Was Paul happy with them or was Paul sad about them? Now there's something that I think you need to know. When it comes to the church in Rome, Paul did not found this church. He did not preach at this church yet. He had not even visited this church. Yet Paul heard about this church. And he would take the time to write a letter to this church. So notice how he starts. He says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed all the world."
大家看看二十四章开头是这么写的，他第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感到感谢我们的神，因为你们的信德传遍了天下。
Let that sink in for a moment there.
让我们在这里思想这一句话。
He is thanking God for all of them, all the brothers and all the sisters, because why? Their faith was being known throughout the whole world.
他在这里为这些众弟兄姐妹感谢，因为他们的信德传遍了天下。
So imagine yourself being a part of that congregation.
我们可以想象我们是这个聚会的会众的一部分。
And the Apostle Paul wrote to your church.
保罗给我们这个教会写信。
And he's telling you about your church that your faith is being proclaimed to all the world.
写信在说我们的信德传遍了天下。
You know, if I heard this and I'm a member of that church, I would be encouraged.
那如果我们在这样一个教会聚会，收到这些东西，我们一定受到很大的鼓励。
There would be excitement in my spiritual veins.
在我们的灵里面，一定受到很大的激励。
Because if you think about it, this is what we're striving for. This is what we're longing for.
因为我们可以想到，我们这是一直我们所渴望所做的事情。
To have a trust, to have a solid faith in God.
我们一直渴望我们能够把我们信心来放在神那里。
And it's a faith that doesn't sit, but a faith that keeps on growing and keeps on increasing.
我们这样的信心并不是仅仅是在静止的状况，而是我们在不停的不断的增长。
And so this is a church that's trusting God for bigger and better things.
这是一个把很大的事情信来相信神的这样一个教会。
This is the church that is resounding in faith and serious about leaving a lasting legacy.
他们是要把他们在耶稣基督里的这传承，他们信仰要继续传承下去。
This is the church that's believing God for the impossible.
这是一位相信神的一个教会。
Wouldn't you like to be a church like that?
我们是不是希望也是这样一个教会的一个分子之一呢？
So let Scripture speak to us deeply. Two verses, and I got two major points.
那我们刚才是读了两节经文，那我们让这两节经文给我们在灵里面给我们讲话。
Once again, verse 7 says, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第七节呢说，我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱的，奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Let it be known.
让世人知道。
The favor of God in the faith of the believers.
就是在信徒里面有神的恩惠在其中。
Their faith does not happen without God.
他们的信心完全是因为有神的存在的缘故。
Their reputation for believing in God and the impossible doesn't start without God.
他们的信心，它的源头都是从神而来。
Notice even within this verse how God responds, how God initiates.
我们可以看到神对他们这样一些信徒是如何有什么样的反应，什么样开始一些他们的一些反应。
There's favor of God in the faith of the believer, and notice God's commitment to them.
当我们看到神的恩惠临到我们有信心的信徒里面。
It says, Church, you are loved by God.
也就是说神啊教会啊你们是被神所爱的教会。
It doesn't say, Church, you love God, but it says, you are loved by God.
他没有说教会啊你们教会是爱神的，而说教会是被神所爱的。
The Lord God Almighty loves the church.
伟大的神全能的神爱我们的教会。
God so loved the world that he sent his only son to us.
神是如此爱我们世人，甚至是他的独生子。